mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, it's Monday, breaking open a whole nother week. Fresh broadcast week. The 23rd day of August 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The website's freshly updated for you daily, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and PrisonPlanet.com. Going to have wide open phones today. A lot of new Camp X-Ray and Abu Ghraib news. More details of how the doctors would resuscitate people so they could be tortured some more. Just amazing stuff. We'll get into the Republican National Convention that's coming up and the police state preparations for that. What it means to have exploding crude oil prices. In the next hour, we have Michelle Malkin, one of the new neocon beauties, kind of a clone of Ann Coulter, though she's been around for a while, and I agree with a lot of what she has to say, by the way, but a lot of it I don't. She has this new book out called In Defense of Internment Camps, or In Defense of Internment, The Case for Interning People. And she'll be joining us to talk about this, and we'll be going over it with her. So you do not want to miss that in the next hour. And as usual, at least once a week, Paul Watson joins us. He's scheduled in the third hour. More news articles about John Kerry related to the Queen of England and every other royal family in Europe, including Eastern Europe. Buchanan's new book declares no conservative party left in Washington. Absolutely. But it's like there's two different Buchanans. There's the Buchanan that's on MSNBC, who I don't agree with. And then there's the Buchanan I agree with, who writes books. So what's really going on here with Mr. Buchanan? By the way, I've given money to Buchanan before, folks. So I have a right to sit here and bash him. We have listeners that are just Buchanan worshipers, and they get mad if I meant saying anything bad about him. But, I mean, come on, folks. The guy's really been flip-flopping like he's John Kerry or something. But I agree with this new book that's out, but I don't agree with some of the stuff I've heard him say on MSNBC. Also, new FDA analysis backs suggestions of link between antidepressants and suicidal tendencies in children. This is out of the Associated Press. Wait a minute. Back when they approved the stuff 21 years ago, Prozac namely, they admitted a massive increase in suicide, but got that off of the advisement that went along with it. So what's really going on here? They're having to put it now in some of the antidepressant packages. So it's not a link. It's not speculation. This is well known, but they're trying to push it on our children. And now they're hiring all these famous people to get out there and push these dangerous antidepressants, these serotonin uptake inhibitors, like Terry Bradshaw and many others. Oh, by the way, I mentioned last week, and we had a guest on about how the Texas Guard is going to be dealing with domestic populations and running police state maneuvers. That was actually the front page of the Statesman on Saturday here in Austin. So as usual, we're reporting it long before the mainstream media finally gets to it. And they put their whole spin on it, but admit that it's quite a departure from disaster relief. And this is happening all over the country. Now our State Guard is going to be doing mass arrest, gun confiscations, basically takeover of the government. And, of course, a few weeks ago we had the Alabama Defense Force on, where anybody can go be given a green uniform and an MP armband, and you go out and search the children on the street corners, training us how to live in a police state. And that's what the Statesman got into, is how they're going to be on our streets, just overseeing our lives, the complete opposite of a free country. And it's despicable to think that they're going to be able to get away with this. Now, the toll-free number to join us, we'll go to your calls early in this first hour, as I've been doing lately, doing a pretty good job of that. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Any news item, any story you want to talk about, you've got a comment, a question, we'd love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones. Remember, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Two nuclear powers rattle sabers over a disputed area. Peace in the Middle East derailed again as another wave of suicide bombers destabilized the region. Here at home and abroad, our own war against terror continues. Important news. The news you need is sketchy at best when it comes to the mainstream press. With Grundig's Yachtboy 400 PE World Band Shortwave Radio, world news, news that affects you, will be at your fingertips. The Yachtboy 400 PE is rated as the number one portable shortwave radio in the industry. And for no small reason, when you consider ease of operation and features like over 40 station presets, both upper and lower sidebands, as well as ship-to-shore, weather, and aviation bands. The Grundig Yachtboy 400 PE is fully digital, comes with its own carrying case, external antenna, and a headset for private listening. Normally retailing for $249, the Grundig Yachtboy 400 PE is now available from Cliffscott Enterprises for only $149.95. Call toll-free 1-800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340, or visit cliffscott.com. Tune in the world and stay in touch with Grundig Shortwave Radios and Cliffscott Enterprises.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Chuck Baldwin, a real conservative, wrote this, and it's on PrisonPlanet.com right now. Washington, D.C., not Baghdad, threatens our liberties. Not since the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia and the Nazi takeover in Germany has a Western nation seen the kind of collapse of individual freedom that the United States of America is currently seeing. Under President George W. Bush, the constitutional protections of our liberties are speedily vanishing. News reports of the demise of our freedoms are so common it is difficult to keep up with all of them. For example, the August 16th edition of Newsweek reports Representative Porter Goss, President Bush's nominee to head the CIA, recently introduced legislation that would give the president new authority to direct the CIA agents to conduct law enforcement operations inside the United States, including arresting American citizens. The legislation, introduced by Goss on June 16th and touted as the Intelligence Reform Bill, would substantially restructure the U.S. intelligence community by giving the Director of Central Intelligence, or DCI, broad new powers to oversee its various components scattered throughout the government. Another report of America's dissolving liberties was published by World Net Daily on June 21, 2004. It said, President Bush's plans to unveil next month a sweeping mental health initiative that recommends screening for every citizen and promotes the use of expensive antidepressants and antipsychotic drugs favored by supporters of the administration. Can anyone imagine anything more Orwellian than a federal government to be given the power to screen every American citizen? This is right out of Huxley's Brave New World. Another disturbing report came from the New American. It told how U.S. Supreme Court has upheld the right of President Bush to suspend habeas corpus protections of U.S. citizens. The vote was 8-1 with only Justice Antonin Scalia dissenting. The New American report said it is unusually pointed dissent. Justice Antonin Scalia condemned the majority decision for eviscerating the habeas corpus guarantee, which prevents the government from indefinitely imprisoning individuals without formal criminal charges or legal recourse. Invoking Alexander Hamilton's warning against Americans resorting to a response in security to institutions which have a tendency to destroy their civil and political rights, Scalia observes the founders warned us about the risk and equipped us with a Constitution designed to deal with it. However, he concludes, the court has proceeded to meet the current emergency in a manner that the Constitution doesn't envision, one that may ultimately prove deadlier to our system of ordered liberty than anything Al-Qaeda could inflict upon us. All Americans need to remember that it doesn't matter one iota whether it is fascist-leaning conservative or a socialist-leaning liberal who attempts to steal our God-given liberties. Each is equally a tyrant and should be vigorously opposed by liberty-loving people everywhere. Well, did Benjamin Franklin say, rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God? Again, well, did Benjamin Franklin say, rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God? The American people also need to realize that we are in a fight to preserve our liberties and that the major source of this attack against our freedoms is coming not from Baghdad, but from Washington, D.C. Therefore, be they Democrats or Republicans, men or women, white or blacks, conservatives or liberals, Christians or pagans, all who attempt to use their political or judicial offices to trample our constitutionally protected liberties must be met with by unyielding resistance. All right, I babbled through that for you, but I think it's well said, and that's only the tip of the iceberg. I mean, a few months ago, here in Austin, Texas, the Daily Texan reported, and the Wall Street Journal picked it up, that secret police, military troops in three-piece suits were going around harassing peace activists and going to the law school and trying to intimidate the dean and others. And we have, again, reports all over the country of the state guards being turned into domestic crime fighters. They admit it's not even for terrorism now. It's to track and trace the population. All over the country, cameras and microphones and face scanning systems are going in, but the borders are wide open. This is amazing. Meanwhile, the 9/11 Commission, this is the Washington Times, national ID seen in 9/11 panel plan. We've talked a lot about this. McCain came out last week and said we need a national ID card. Well, this is how the New World Order operates. What they'll do is they'll put the national ID card in and then say, oh, we're going to make you use a national ID card. Almost every state, 40-plus states, have a federally mandated, under federal specifications, in a federal database, driver's license issuance system with the face scan, with the thumb scan, in some cases with a retina scan. And this is the Maritime Administration. This is Homeland Security. This is control. And so they put it in place and then announce you've got to do it. The September 11th Commission's recommendation for federal standards of identification documents, such as a driver's license and birth certificates, is tantamount to the introduction of a national ID card system through the back door, some lawmakers believe. The commission stopped short of actually recommending the introduction of a national ID card, but did say the fight against terrorism required greater consistency and security of state-issued identification documents. There needs to be consistent standards to issue and ensure the integrity of both the document and the issued process. The commission member, Jamie S. Gorelick, a former Clinton administration Justice Department official, said, the commission also recommended a radical transformation of the way government data is stored to facilitate the free flow of information among federal agencies and between them and the state and local governments. And they went on to say, if you have federal standards from the House Judiciary Committee meeting and a free flow of information systems between states and the federal government about the holders of licenses, that's the difference between that and the national ID, as Representative Christopher B. Cannon, Republican of Utah, Commissioner Slade Gorton, a former Republican senator from Washington, said the difference is that the driver's licenses are already widely accepted and are used as a de facto ID card, but are issued according to different state standards and are too easy to obtain without proper identification. Again, the state driver's licenses are already the national ID card, and they, look, they've got Proposition 200 in Arizona. And it just says that if somebody has a fake ID, they shouldn't be able to use it. It says that if someone is caught cheating in an election, they can be arrested. It's real simple. But the Democrats, universally, as well as most Republicans, are spending $2 million trying to block that law being passed, that referendum coming up. There was the Houston Chronicle article a few weeks ago about hundreds of thousands of felons and criminals being ordered to be released from federal and state jails. If you're an illegal alien, you have more rights than citizens. And my point is that this country's wide open to terrorist attack, real or manufactured. Nothing's being done to truly stop it. And the illegal aliens, or anyone else for that matter, can go out and get as many fake IDs as they want. And when they're caught with them, they don't get in trouble. It's not just that they don't enforce it. The government, the federal government, comes in and tries to block state moves that are coming from the grassroots to control this. So they're telling us that we need national ID cards and to have mental health screening and to be tracked and traced and totally controlled. And Governor Ridge on video, on C-SPAN years ago, said that we're all going to have a special ID card to have any job and government security clearances to have jobs. And we're going to have a new national sales tax that brings federal control into every local business. You're going to have to swipe your card to do that. This is all admitted. But it has nothing to do with keeping us safe from terrorism. It's about a cashless society, taxation, tracking control grid. Oh, boy, I'm coming pretty fast out of the gates here today with this news, but there's just so much of it. Here's some of the other news. Senate Republicans weigh dismantling the CIA, but then when you really read into it, it's having it be reborn on steroids with its hair on fire. Protesters, police get set in New York City. By the way, I am going to New York, folks. We'll be having live reports into the broadcast with our fill-in host. Also, Bush not welcome site for Olympic security planners. We'll get into that. Also, George W. Bush, the neocons and the Nazis, ties that bind. We'll get into that article. Pakistan denies holding names of captured Al-Qaeda members until U.S. election. That's out of the United Press International. Pope condemns unethical science of cloning. Bush is exploiting the 9/11 for his election. Now, this out of the London Independent. Journalist seized on Najaf Road. Flashback out of the London Telegraph. Police tell journalist to leave Najaf or be shot. Boy, that's our government doing that. Also, re-engineering Mengele, the torture doctors of Abu Ghraib. We're going to get into that. Also, Ted Turner bankrolls major anarchist group. L.A.'s latest to zap gamers with curfew. Graphic designer fired after heckling Bush. It says Highlands County curfew extended another week. Talk about what's happening in Florida. FBI comes calling on activist software engineer. Northcom developing homeland security technology, sharing sensitive data with foreign NATO nations. So not only is the Pentagon illegally spying on us, but now they're going to do it with the foreigners, the foreign systems of NATO and Interpol and the UN. That's already been happening, but now it's going public. This is out of Military Information Technology, August issue. This one's interesting. Eagle Broadband Security awarded $1.6 million contract for remote video surveillance system for government-owned housing units. And they say everything you do living in the housing units is tracked and traced and watched. All right, that's just some of what's coming up. But we'll go to Davey and Rodney and many others when we get back. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back after this quick break. 1-800-259-9231. Please stay with us.
somebody wants to sue you. With a few keystrokes, anyone can find out your net worth. Everything that you've worked hard for can be taken away from you as fast as you can say, frivolous lawsuit. Whether it's the IRS, a vindictive ex-spouse, or an average Joe off the street, don't let them have it. The Asset Protection Team can show you how to protect yourself from anybody that wants to sue you. Simple, fast, affordable, and bulletproof. Let the Asset Protection Team show you how. Call now, 888-240-3337. That's 888-240-3337. Or visit AssetProtectionTeam.com. Don't wait. Plan your strategy today before you encounter a lawsuit, bankruptcy, accident, judgment, lien, probate, creditor, medical crisis, malpractice, or worse. Plan today before you are confronted with a false claim, divorce, audit, state agency, federal agency, restraining order, an angry ex-partner, or worse. Visit AssetProtectionTeam.com or call 888-240-3337.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Ever walk into someone's house and you can tell instantly they own pets? They've made the mistake of using a pet odor and stain product that only covers the problem temporarily. We don't have that problem in our home. We've discovered it's just better to use Paws. Pet Accident Wash-Up Solution, or Paws, is the quickest and safest pet stain and odor eliminator known to man, or man's best friend. Paws is safe on any material, even directly on your pet's bedding. Paws will work on the toughest stains and odors in your home. It's guaranteed to lift stains that have been set in for years. Proving again, it's just better to use Paws. It's only a matter of time until Fido, or Fluffy, has an accident. Be prepared with Paws. Use Paws anywhere stains and odors are a problem, like the laundry or the bathroom. Try Paws once and you'll quickly discover it's just better to use Paws. Call 1-877-289-PAWS or visit getpaws.com. That's www.getpaws.com. Paws comes with a 110% money-back guarantee. You've nothing to lose but stains and odors.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, she's scheduled, coming up here in about 40 minutes, Michelle Malkin, in defense of internment camps. Is her new book, How Wonderful the Camps Are and How Great They Are. And of course, don't worry, they're not going to be for the Muslims, they'll be for Christian conservatives. But, you know, they're a lot of fun. Let's go ahead and talk to Davey in Dallas, Texas. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. I think I smell a stinky possum in the attic. Sometimes I really get a kick out of the way you talk. I really appreciate that. Say, Alex, I just want to give you a heads up on this History Channel. This morning they ran a couple of shows about Arab terrorists, and they had an FBI agent on the second segment talking about the First World Trade Center bombing. saying that they didn't know how the bomb got there or who put it there. I thought you might find that pretty interesting.
Well, why would they feel the need to say they didn't know who made the bomb or put it there? It's admitted, the FBI admits they were caught on tape by their own informant. They cooked the bomb. They trained the driver. The informant thought it was going to be a sting, which was in the Chicago Tribune, New York Times, Associated Press, CBS News. For one day after it happened, about a week after it happened, this broke in the news. And it was in the news for one day, and they admit it's accurate, but then they just suddenly took it off the front pages. The FBI cooked the bomb, trained the driver, and Mr. Salam, Ahmad Salam, who'd worked for the U.S. government for a decade, he was an intelligence officer for Egypt, he came to him and said, okay, let's run the sting. And they said, no, we're going to let it go forward. Now, that's public record.
Is that on your film, Road to Tyranny, or is that Total Enslavement?
It's in Road to Tyranny, and also the Chicago Tribune, New York Times articles are on the 9/11 section of PrisonPlanet.com.
Well, I thought you did an excellent job exposing that, which very few Americans know about, and that's my point, is to giving people a heads up and an alert on this History Channel program. This morning, Pat Robertson had Danny Ayalon on, the Israeli ambassador, and they're just underscoring this theme that, you know, the Muslim terrorists are out to get us, and right now Lee Hamilton's talking at the September 11th commission, you know, hearing up there in Congress about terrorist financing. Have you ever considered doing a show on Derry Austin, Alex?
No, I haven't. Tell folks about this person.
Well, Derry Austin was a village in Palestine, and in April of 1948, the inhabitants of that village were massacred by Zionist terrorists. And this is what caused the initial wave of about 800,000 Palestinians to leave their homes and allowed the Zionists to come in and take over their homes and their land and have never allowed them to return. And this is essentially the nexus or the genesis of, you know, what they refer to as Arab terrorism.
All right. Well,
one more final point, if
sure.
I might. Did you see anything about Ramsey Clark over the weekend?
No, I didn't.
I saw a posting. I didn't get to read it, but it was about a suit filed against Bush and their, you know, cabal. Do you have a Ramsey's number?
No, I've had Mr. Clark on the broadcast before. I've interviewed him, and, of course, I don't agree with him on gun control in the U.N.
And a couple other things probably, too. But
yeah, but he has introduced suits in the past. What's his latest suit about?
I think it's about, you know, the events surrounding 9/11. I really don't know for sure, but I'd be happy to pass along.
Well, it's funny you say that, because I was at a friend's house, and they had a TV on in the background. They were going, oh, look, Ramsey Clark. And I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, well, you know, he had recently been involved, I believe a car hit him and broke his leg or something back in February. I don't know. I went to the memorial service at Mount Carmel back in April, and Clive said that Ramsey was rehabilitating, that he had been hurt in a vehicle had run.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, sir. I appreciate it. And for those that don't know, Ramsey Clark almost every year comes to the memorial for those that died at Waco on April 19th, 1993. And now we've, 11 years since those horrible events. We don't have time to go to your calls now. When we break, we'll come back and go to Rodney and Ray and many others. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Also, I've got an article here out of the Washington Post, Air Watch List, Tell What's in a Name. And it gets into why people are having their names put on no-fly list. And it's not just Edward Kennedy. It's other members of the Congress. And they found a way to get around this, so we'll discuss the no-fly list and what's really happening with that. By the time the globalists are done, to get on a plane, a bus, to drive your car, to have a license, why, if you're on the list, you're not going to be able to do any of that. It's all part of the new freedom. Won't be able to have a job. They'll deactivate your national ID card. Total enslavement.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial, a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery, because futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, and specifically heating oil. Currently known market news may already be factored into the underlying market price. Energy prices have been on the move. America is in an energy crisis. OPEC hasn't kept up on supplies. Refineries haven't been able to keep up with demand. Demand from China has been insatiable. Discover the options for your future. Call Barclay Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-914-3223. That's 1-800-914-3223. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. Your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. Before I go any further, though, let's jump straight back into the news. Armed thieves steal Munich's The Scream, or Munch's The Scream. Can't seem to read today. This is out of the Scotsman. Armed masked thieves barged into Oslo Museum and ripped the Edvard Munch masterpiece, The Scream, and another painting from the walls, stunning visitors who watched in disbelief. Brandishing handguns, the robbers barged past guards yesterday at the Munich Museum, the Munch Museum, and loaded the painting and another titled Madonna into a getaway car before speeding off, police said. No one was hurt, and a nationwide hunt for the thieves was underway, police said. It's the second time in a decade that this version of the iconic painting has been stolen. Another version of The Scream, one of four that he painted, was stolen from Oslo's National Gallery in February 94, but recovered 3 months later. Experts said the paintings are worth tens of millions of pounds or dollars, and that the thieves probably would demand a ransom for them. I thought they've got gun control over there. Why didn't that keep them safe from this? FDA analysis backs antidepressant concern. New FDA analysis backs suggestions of link between antidepressants and suicidal tendencies. This is from ABC News. And it says federal health officials are preparing stronger warnings for some antidepressants used in children after new analysis backs a possible link to suicide. Exactly what those warnings will say and which drugs will be affected hasn't been settled. According to Food and Drug Administration documents released Friday, the agencies will ask its scientific advisors next month to help in deciding. Well, they're already discussing all the old drugs that have had their patents run out that are now generic. Those will all be listed as evil, and all the new ones, which have basically the same molecular structure, you'll all be told how safe those are. But when Prozac was approved back in the early 80s, there was a big scandal because they covered up the findings, and the government said just disregard those, of a huge increase in suicide. Massive increase. And then just common sense. I mean, these things put you into a mesmerized state of mind. They are in the hallucinogen class. They are literally mind control drugs. And every mass shooter I've seen, literally, I haven't seen one case of a woman drowning four children or putting a baby in the trash can or people walking into school shooting other students. Larry Ashbrook, Buford Furrow, Harris, Kleibold. In every case, these people, Kip Kinkle, they're on these drugs. I haven't seen a case where they're not on these drugs. And the article continues with disinformation. While there remains a signal of risk for some drugs in some trials, it is important to note that the data are not black and white in providing a clear and definite answer, FDA psychiatric drug chief Dr. Thomas Lundgren wrote to the advisory panel this week. And I saw an article in the local paper here in Austin this weekend where they had Terry Bradshaw and all these big wigs, all these celebrities who go out, whether they're in rock bands or movie stars or former Pittsburgh Steeler quarterbacks, they travel the country. And anytime they're at a meeting or a rock concert or on television, they mention how much they love the drugs and how good they are. Just out propagandizing, not just in TV ads and radio ads and newspaper ads, but whenever they speak to high schools, even in their capacity outside of being with the drug companies, they just promote it everywhere. And why, if the big stars are on it, you know, why shouldn't I be on it? Now, we're going to go to calls now, and then I'll get into John Kerry related to the Queen of England, another article about that. Also, Buchanan book declares no conservative party left in Washington. I agree with that. We'll get into reincarnating Mingala, the tortured doctors of Abu Ghraib. And first, though, before I go to your calls, I said I'd hit this article, so here it is. Air watch list, tell what's in a name. Now, Green Party activists, land rights activists can't fly all of a sudden. Members of Congress can't fly. This is not by accident, folks. This is government harassment. For more than a year and a half, Representative John Lewis has endured lengthy delays at the ticket counter, intense questioning by airline employees, and suspicious glances by fellow passengers. Airport security guards have combed through his luggage as he stood in front of his constituents at the Atlanta airport. An airline employee has paged him on board a flight for further questioning, he said. On at least 35 occasions, the Georgia Democrat said he was treated like a criminal because his name, like that of Senator Edward M. Kennedy, Democrat of Mass, appeared on the government terrorist watch list. Although Kennedy managed to get security officials to end his airline hassles after 3 weeks of trying, Lewis had no luck for months. Then he found his own way around the security mess. Lewis added his middle initial to the name when making his airline reservations. The computer system apparently didn't flag tickets for Representative John R. Lewis, and the hassle suddenly ended. The R is the only thing that has been saving me, Lewis said, from Atlanta Friday. Hundreds of passengers, possibly thousands, hundreds of thousands are on the list, folks, have contacted the Transportation Security Administration complaining that the government's secret watch list are unfairly targeting innocent travelers and causing travel headaches. Just last month, more than 250 passengers sought to be removed from the list. But even more disconcerting some of these travelers and security experts say is the system can be easily circumvented by a simple adjustment to one's name. The no-fly list assumes that dangerous people are going to use the same name the government thinks they use. If I'm Osama bin Bush, I mean bin Laden, I mean Al-Qaeda, I'm going to use a fake ID when I go to an airline for hijack, said Aaron H. Kaplan, attorney for the American Civil Liberties Union. The whole notion that keeping a list of names contributes to safety is kind of questionable, especially when terrorists use aliases all the time. Some passengers who were told that their names matched others on the watch list said they have been tipped off by airline employees who were embarrassed and apologetic about having to delay them when the passengers were known to the employees. Folks, that's the point. What, 10 members of Al-Qaeda, known members, traveled to Malaysia a year before 9/11, and then the State Department, the Customs Department, wouldn't let them back in? And so the CIA called, this is admitted, and said, let them back in. It's ridiculous. I mean, we talk about going after those that fund and train Al-Qaeda. Our government, admittedly, has paid for their homes, their cars, their credit cards. It's public. You know, they get trained at U.S. military bases. They have CIA pass. They're protected. But as citizens, we're being put into a system where we're all tracked and traced and arbitrarily can, quote, lose our privileges. Rodney in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I got a couple of comments. First of all, I think it's time for John Lewis and Edward Kennedy and you and I to go out and get a matricula card, don't you think?
Well, that's really the answer. Over 850 cities, last time I checked a year ago, accept the matricula card, which... we had the leader of the Republican Senate on last year. He was able to go get four different fake matricula cards himself in a test, paying about $25 a piece for them. And I've sat there and watched it. I'm at my own bank. They want two forms of ID. Mm-hmm. But I watch an illegal alien walk up, give nothing out, no ID, cash checks, do whatever you want. It's like a lady I know who manages the biggest apartment complex in Austin, for the biggest apartment company in the nation. Last Christmas, she went to the meeting in Dallas, and they were told, if citizens, black, white, Hispanic, have too many people in their apartment, fine them, fee them, kick them out. But if they're illegal aliens, you let them have 10 to an apartment. And they said, why? And they said, we've been told to do this by the government. They're setting up an economic system to destroy the middle class and to undermine things. That's why they give more welfare, basically grease the skids for illegals to magnet in tens of millions of these people to drive down the wages to bring in this voting bloc. And for those that are denying what I'm saying, we saw it publicly this year. George Bush says that if you're a citizen leaving, you got a thumb scan and face scan. If you're a Canadian coming in, if you're an African coming in, you have to. If you're a Chinese or Russian, whatever. But if you're from Latin America, you don't have to face scan and thumb scan. Now you get 30 days in the country just to walk right on in. Why cross the desert? But it gets worse. Then Bush came out and said it's not an amnesty. It's just a total amnesty over the next 6 years. And we're going to pay with subsidies to bring unskilled workers here. Now, that's everybody heard that. So, see, they get more rights and incentives than citizens. Go ahead.
Yeah, so basically what you're saying is this thing with Homeland Security is nothing but a joke. It's just security against American citizens.
Exactly. Everything I just laid out is mainstream news. People can check it out for themselves. How do we accept, and the federal government will come into a state and lobby against a group where they're fighting the matricula card. The feds are behind it. It's not. I don't even blame Mexico or the Mexican people. It's a better life here. What do you expect? But why do they give more welfare?
And
why do they give more tuition? Why do they accept matricula cards? Why do they exempt Latin Americans from stuff that citizens have to do?
And yet a lot of Americans aren't upset about this, and we're the ones that's footing the bill. Am I correct or what?
Of course you're correct. And now, merging with the Pan-American Union, the Union of American States, the Free Trade Area of the Americas, that nobody seems to even know about, we're going to have our Social Security, our law enforcement, our roads, everything merged, and they're saying they're going to build the new capital in Miami or Atlanta. And this goes into law next year. And again, 90% of people I talk to have never even heard of it, Rodney.
Alex, you were talking about antidepressants. I'm kind of jumping around here just a while ago. Last month in the Miami Herald, they ran a story about these 13- and 14-year-old teenage boys that had been placed on an antidepressant that had been developed and manufactured by Johnson & Johnson. And it had been approved by the FDA, but they had told Johnson & Johnson that they had changed the labeling because it was causing a lot of harm to these young boys. And it was an antidepressant, but one of the side effects was it was causing these young boys to develop breasts and breast milk. Did you ever get a chance to read that article?
Yeah, I did see that article, and there's hundreds of these things now, and they literally cause all sorts of health problems, psychotic breaks, and when you go on the drugs and you get more depressed, they have you come back and they put you on even more drugs.
Okay. Just one other thing regarding pharmaceutical companies. Just yesterday, St. Paul Pioneer Press, I'm reading an article that was talking about Merck Pharmaceuticals. George Merck, he has a history that goes all the way back to the Nazi concentration camps when they were using the Jews and others in those camps as a human a guinea pig.
Sir, Merck, IBM, just all these people. I mean, I was in an elevator the other day, and it said ThyssenKrupp. You know, both the big Nazi families that funded the Bushes. Thanks for the call, Rodney. Yeah, it's just incredible when you know history. It's all around us. But real Nazis are okay. Again, if you're Arnold Schwarzenegger and say you love Hitler and you love Kurt Waldheim and don't care if they're Nazis and you hate black people and, you know, they're the N-word and you say it in public, you're good. You get awards for fighting racism. If you fight racism and you fight the New World Order, you are listed as an anti-Semitic racist. I'm not joking. Up is down, down is up, black is white, white is black. It's doublethink. It's 1984. Ray in Denver. Thanks for holding. Go ahead, Ray.
Hello, Alex. How are you doing today?
Good, sir.
Alex, I got a couple of quick things. One of them is this. Why does not someone get a lawsuit going against not only George Bush, but every single politician who is not enforcing the protection of our borders?
There are hundreds of individual state lawsuits, lawsuits over money. I mean, the government has our money to fight the lawsuits with, and they own the judges.
Mm-hmm.
There are hundreds of lawsuits.
Okay. The other thing is, why do we pay politicians a full-time salary when it's clear that they're only part-time employees?
Well, hey, members of Congress have multi-million dollar pensions and don't even pay into Social Security. Did you know that there are hundreds of laws I know of where congressmen and women exempt themselves from the laws we have to follow?
Yeah, yeah. And what I'm talking about is George Bush, John Kerry, just two examples that are going right now. And it has nothing to do with them. It has to do with the fact that politicians are taking our money for a full-time job. Obviously, it's not a full-time job, or they wouldn't have time to go do this. Now, either these job of President of the United States and Senator of the United States is a full-time job and is very important, or it isn't. And you can't have it both ways.
I hear you, Ray, and I appreciate the good points you made. Look, if you think the $280,000 that a president gets has anything to do with why they're there, look at the average person who becomes a congressman. And in like 2 to 4 years, you look at most of them, they become multimillionaires from nothing. If they weren't millionaires or billionaires to begin with, you look at presidents and how their wealth explodes. One example was LBJ. He was worth like $1 million when he became president, worth hundreds of millions when he left.
Yeah,
I mean, it's pretty obvious what they're up to and what they're doing and all the different payoffs they get on the side.
Yeah. Now, that's just a couple points I wanted to bring to people's minds, you know, about, they have no full-time job, it's not as important as everyone thinks it is.
Well, right.
Or else they could not take all of this time off from that important job.
I
was in the Army for 20 years, and by God, I couldn't take time off from my job at different points.
I hear you. Thank you for the call, Ray. I appreciate the call. Look, I've talked a lot about this, okay? The presidents are puppets. They don't run anything. It's the people that put them into power. It's the cabinets that surround them, and it's who that cabinet reports to. It's the different non-governmental boards that they sit on that administer things for the owners of the planet that are the globalists, that are the New World Order, that are the Illuminati. By whatever name you call them, they're still the same. All right, prisonplanet.com, Infowars.com are the websites. A lot of other news. Michelle Malkin in defense of concentration camps. She'll be joining us. And much more, so please stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at Infowars.com or Infowars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Michelle Malkin has written this book in defense of internment camps, and whenever I want to get a ultra-liberal, big government, fascist pimp on the show, like, oh, for instance, Ann Coulter, I have to keep it secret. And a lot of times you've got to tell them that, oh, it's Imrich Jones wants you on, because they all know who I am and are deathly afraid of me. And she canceled on us last minute. We're trying to call her cell phone right now to see if we can get her on, because I'd like to hear how the concentration camps are good and why we use them on Japanese, and they would be good here for us. And for those that commit crimes, and we have lots of bills being introduced in Oregon and Rhode Island that would put people in camps for committing misdemeanors, like Senate Bill 742. But we'll see if we can get her lined back up. I know there's such a demand for her. I've seen her all over national television. She's out there promoting, and you know, Sean Hannity has her on the TV and goes, "You want camps? Man, that's a horrible idea." And by the end of it, "Oh, I see your point. Makes a lot of sense." In these little staged events, when I've heard Hannity call for this stuff, he just puts on this little act like, "I'm not for this at the first," and by the end, "Ooh, I see your point." We got Michael Savage saying, "If you disagree with the government, that age terrorist, and you should be put in a forced labor camp." And we have all these generals talking about martial law. It's just being introduced to us. Just amazing. But I was going to read to her this Abu Ghraib article out of ABC News about people being tortured till they pass out, and then the doctors come and administer drugs to wake them back up for torture. For more torture. Somebody passes out from pain? Well, we've got ways of making you talk. And, of course, 70 to 90% of those taken to these camps are families picked up at checkpoints, and they are tortured. There's 32 camps in Iraq alone, and, of course, Camp X-Ray, it's admitted to what's happened there. So we'll go over this and talk about concentration camps and talk about torture and talk about how it's now all right out in the open for you and your family. But I guess because Malkin's not there, that gives me more time to go to Trucker Kenny and Michael and Carl and Karma and everybody else that's patiently holding. So we'll go to your calls immediately when we start the second hour and get into all this other news as well. We do have Paul Watson coming up. But before I end this hour, I do just want to briefly at the end here remind all of you that if you want to support what we're doing, and you want tools that will wake up 90% of those that see the films, that you need to have my videos. I've made 10 of them. They're all over 2 hours long. They're very professionally produced. They're fast-moving, full of documentation. They expose the New World Order from every angle. So again, Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. That's Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. To peruse the online safe, secure shopping cart, to watch video clips of the films, to read about the different films I've made, Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, America Destroyed by Design, America Wake Up or Waco, Police State 2000, Police State 2 The Takeover, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, Matrix of Evil, 9/11 The Road to Tyranny, The Masters of Terror. These are all excellent films you need to have. You'll be experts on the New World Order. You'll have the facts to wake up your friends and family and people in your community. And then I also carry all these other great videos by other researchers, like George Humphrey's new 9/11 film, 9/11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati, and it comes with an 80-plus page color booklet, 9/11, The Great Illusion booklet, along with a VHS or DVD. So visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free to order 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And you're authorized to make copies of my videos, by the way. We'll be right back. Skyrim.